This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here, like I said, till 10 o'clock. So we got another hour left in the show. We're going to, right now, go back to David, who had some questions about sea roses in regards to, he has some, he's about 15 miles from the coast. They don't bloom as often as if you were to go to the ocean and see them there. So a couple things when it comes to roses not blooming as much. So there's a few things. First, it could be like a pest. But if you're not seeing anything, you know, any insects kind of flying around, and you've already seen blossoms, that means that the pest really isn't involved. Or if you see blossoms, right? Then you kind of look at it, is there something going on outside? Is it too cold? Is it too hot? What's going on? We've kind of had regular temperatures for the season, so we don't look at that for this point. Light, I'm sure they're in full sun, and so that's not going to be an issue. Where it might be part of it is watering. So now, roses by the ocean have very sandy soils, very, you know, they're more likely to be, have a lot of moisture in the air, in the soil. This type of rose likes water, wants to be well-watered, deep waterings. When the temperatures get too warm, it can stress them out. And it actually can be a lot worse on a Rosa rugosa or a sea rose versus other roses because they are, I wouldn't say they like to sit in water, but they like to have well-watered soil. So that could be part of some of the issuing that's going on. Sometimes they have some shoots that just kind of pop out from the side that are causing it to not bloom. You know, they have their own, like what they call blind shoots. Those are just shoots that are creating roses versus the flowering. Another thing to really look at is maybe doing like a soil pH test to see what's going on with your soil comparatively. I know it's 15 miles away, but it could be completely different, especially, you know, a sandy area by the beach is going to have a lot different nutrients that are in the soil. So that can help you kind of say, all right, I need it to be well balanced. We're looking at a neutral pH, neutral everything. We're not looking for heavy fertilizer, heavy everything. So use like an all-purpose. We don't want to use tons of nitrogen, like a fertilizer. So we wouldn't want to use a fertilizer that has, you know, a heavy first number versus everything else. Because it doesn't need too much nitrogen. But at the end of this, it could be a combination of a few of these things. But I would look at just the soil itself, aerating it maybe a little bit to allow, maybe adding some sand to the soil. So it's kind of like it's getting those conditions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I would take a look at doing a few of those things and just checking them out, seeing what's going on. Fertilizing with the all-purpose is going to help it. But, it's not going to be as easy as the roses by the ocean because they almost have the perfect growing conditions there for what they need.
Oh, sure. That's because they're there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, when you say all-purpose, did you look for some specific numbers for nitrogen or whatever?
No, like a 10-10-10 would be fine or a 5-10-5.
Oh. Okay.
Either one of those would be fine.
Okay, very good, Patrick. Thank you so much.
All right, David, you have a great rest of your day.
For you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Hudson.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning.
Today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm calling regarding something called needle cast fungus that's affecting my evergreens.
Okay.
I have three evergreens that were planted about 15 years ago. They're about 20 feet tall. And I also have a Fraser fir that I planted about 5 years ago that's probably about 10 feet tall now. And the needles have been dying from the lower branches from the ground upward. And I sent photos to an arborist, and he diagnosed my issue as being this needle cast fungus. And it sounds like the damage has been done, and there's not a lot I can do for it at this point in time. So I'm thinking of, cutting the trees down, unfortunately. But I'd like to replant with evergreens so that it helps in screening a telephone pole that I got in the front of the yard. And
yep.
I'm curious if you have any recommendations on a variety of evergreen that I could replace them with that wouldn't be susceptible to this in the future.
Okay. Well, so what type of trees did you say they were? You had a...
Well, I planted a Fraser fir about 5 years ago. That I do know. The other three are three evergreens that I had planted about 15 years ago, but I don't recall the variety, I'm afraid.
Okay. That's perfectly all right. The needle fungus can actually be treated if it's early enough with a product like Funganil or Infuse, right? That will take care of these types of funguses. If you're looking to replace the trees, because at this point it's kind of, not much you can do, you could look at Norway spruces, a white spruce. They primarily will take on like blue spruces or those types. But if you're looking, you could also, you could look at like pines or firs. They don't tend to get it as much as more of the spruces. White spruce might not be a bad option. It's a cool looking tree anyways. A little bit different. Let's think here. So if we want to just go into more of the pines, you could use any of your typical white pines. You could look at, you have a Fraser fir. The Fraser fir doesn't have any issues, right?
No, it does, actually.
It does?
Yeah, that's why I'm disappointed. So, these trees are more of the Christmas tree type look,
yeah.
The Fraser fir, and the other three are similar in appearance. And I prefer to have that as opposed to a white pine. I got plenty of those around.
Yeah, no, understandable.
Yeah.
You could also look at... what you could do with these trees is, knowing that there's been the issue, is, treat early. treat with something like Infuse, right?
So you're saying when I replant, treat them early?
Yeah, use it as a preventative maintenance versus a curative. Because once the disease kind of hits, it's hard. You know, the other thing that you can do on these to help establish them so they're not dealing with this is deeper waterings, right? They like deep water. The plants with a deeper root development have a better chance at it. It also, when we go into drought conditions, the plants are more susceptible to the issue.
Yep.
Right? Another thing is cleaning up in the fall and the spring on any of the needles that have kind of fallen. Because they'll just, the spores will just sit in there and come back to the plant constantly. They also say when you're seeing it at the tips, cutting it out, cleaning it up, pruning it back so that it's not on the plant any longer and it can actually, you know, focus on getting a better tree for you. So there's a couple things you can do to get it. Now, I do have to hit a break. If you have any more questions, hang tight with me. And on the other side, we can get to those. Everyone else, our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bruce is in Bridgewater.
Bruce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of tree questions.
Sure.
One is, I have a Japanese maple, and it's the mother maple. I have little trees growing all place in the lawn, in the gardens, everywhere. Yep. Multiplies. Now, I got 6 to 12-inch ones underneath the tree right now. Can I, because it's overgrown, so I want to get in there. Can I pot those now?
You definitely could. You can pull, you know, get, you know, what a root system that you can, but you definitely could try and plant some and get them moved into other areas. This is the time for it to happen. Definitely.
Okay. And the taller ones that are 3 feet.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, you could do it. I would look at maybe, like you had said, kind of wait on the fall for some of those, just because when they become more established and they have more of a root system, pulling them up at this point can kind of shock them a little bit more. Whereas when they're small, like seedlings, it's a little bit, it doesn't go through as much shock, from it.
Right.
So, I might wait on those just based on, those reasons.
Okay. And now, I have two, peach trees.
Okay.
That we bought them last year. My wife and I couldn't decide where to put them. So I had to winter them over, you know, pack them up. Now, is it still a good time to plant these?
Oh yeah. Anytime.
One fruit is coming out now on it. I have a June one. And one that comes out later.
I would definitely get them in the ground if you can. You have time to do it, it the plant's long-term ability to produce for you is going to be that much better just being in the ground. Not right. saying that, you know, they won't thrive in a container, But they will do so much better when they are in the ground because they can pull nutrients a little easier on their own versus now you have to really provide a lot of those nutrients for them.
Okay,
so I would get them in the ground as soon as possible.
Okay, so now when I pull them out of the mulch bed that I had them in, and I have root, if there's roots coming out, should I cut them or should I just cut the plastic barrel off as much as possible?
I would try to cut the plastic as much as possible if you can. I'd also look to do is use a product like Biotone Starter. The Biotone's going to help with the transplant shock because technically it's being transplanted and it's going to go through a process of shock. And so this is only going to help it get through that process a little bit easier. So look for Biotone Starter. The other thing you could look at would be the Protolyzer from Natural Alternative. You could use a combination, to be honest, of both of them, because the Biotone is the fertilizer, whereas the Protolyzer works with fertilizers to make plants stronger, and that's probably only going to benefit it going forward for you.
Okay. Now I gotta build up the area because it's on a hill.
Okay.
So I was thinking that the local feed and grain store has a mulch soil texture. That would probably be the best then, huh?
Yeah, it's like an enriching mulch, which is perfect because you want the soil to be enriched with something.
Yep.
So it's definitely worth it. I would look at doing that with the combination of those other products I was talking about, really to get it off to a great start for the future, because the long term is what we're looking for. We're not just looking for this first season here. We're looking for the long term, and I think those are only going to benefit it.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin blamed the West for emerging global food and energy crisis, and then, during a meeting, repeated his government's offers for ships exporting grain from Ukraine if mines are removed from the waters. The leader went on to say Russia wasn't blocking grain shipments from the Ukraine, and that the West is using Russia as a scapegoat for its problems. The attempt to take over in the Ukraine is having a ripple effect as Russia and Ukraine produce a third of the world's wheat. A man who allegedly stabbed a doctor and two nurses at a hospital near Los Angeles was arrested after barricading inside a room in the hospital for over 4 hours. This is USA Radio News. David McCormick bowed out of Pennsylvania Senate Republican primary after failing to close a nearly 1,000-vote gap with celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz. His concession comes after weeks of contentious contests that ended with each candidate winning 31% of the vote, and both campaigns projecting victory once all ballots were counted. Oil-producing countries will have more in coming months.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're actually going to have a great day today. Just looking at those temperatures right now, perfect temperatures out there, 63 degrees, mostly sunny. I mean, I'll take it. I will take it. It's a good day to be out in the garden, enjoying it. And that's how I plan on doing it. Might do a few other things here and there, but plan on spending some time in that garden because it is time to be out there and enjoy it. Now, a little earlier, I had a question from a listener via email saying that their forget-me-nots have spread so much that last year they pulled out about half of them. This year they came back, but 80% did not bloom. They look like plain leaf weeds. Will these non-blooming forget-me-nots ever bloom again? Should I pull out the non-bloomers? And then send me some pictures as well. Now, with forget-me-nots, sometimes they will, the way they survive is by reseeding, right, by doing this. And not all of them will bloom. They can get stressed out by fertilizers, etc., or not, lack of fertilizers or too much, usually of nitrogen, those types of things. Now, would I pull them out? Probably, because if they're not blooming at this point, they're taking up space, use it for something else. But, that's how they reproduce, is by seed, by getting that. So when they're not flowering, they're not going to reproduce as much, right? And so by just having leaves, they're not going to push more flowers, right? They're not going to reseed and become stronger around. So if the idea was to try and get them not as much, then you're winning right there. But if you wanted them to flower, there are some things we can do.
Usually it's one of, you know, a number of things. Plant age. Well, you know, you've had them, did you have them for a number of years? And once they've kind of got established, they're coming back, and they've just, they've had enough and they're done. Or is it too dry? Right? They like wet soil. The wetter, the better. To a point, right? We don't want them to just sit in water, but they do enjoy being in a moist soil. Another thing, are they in too much sun? Sometimes too much sun can slow their flower production down, especially on these. You know, the majority of plants, right, they need the sun to bloom. But on these, they don't want as much sun. Has it been fertilizer? What's going on? Is it too much nitrogen? Because sometimes if there's too much nitrogen, all it does is push leaves. That's what a lot of the nitrogen does. It greens up the plant, pushes growth, pushes leaf growth. Whereas phosphorus is going to push some of those flowering type aspects of the plant. So maybe it's looking at more of a phosphorus-based fertilizer to fertilize the plants. So just a thought. Now, we sent out an email this week, like we normally do, on our weekly newsletter. And it was interesting to see. You know, my father wrote the articles a number of years ago. And one of the articles was in regards to the Asiatic lily beetle. An Asiatic lily beetle, we talk a lot about using the Bayer tree and shrub, or the Bonai tree and shrub, right? It's a product that has imidacloprid. A lot of people look at imidacloprid as a bee killer, right? There's been studies on it showing different things. Massachusetts, in July 1st, you're no longer allowed to bring it into a garden center to sell, to use on certain aspects of it, because they're afraid for the bee population. That being said, some of the feedback was, you need to rewrite an article and say how bad it is, or you need to rewrite the article and just give information. I'm going to tell you something. You can make up your own mind on what you want to do. This is just based on what we've been doing for years. I'm not here to tell you to use this product versus this product. Use whichever you like. You want to go organic? Go organic. You want to go synthetic? Go synthetic. But the fact of the matter is there is a lot more to the bee issues out there than just imidacloprid. It's the use of it and how it's used, but it's also parasitic wasps. There's also other organic products out there that affect bees if they are sprayed in the middle of the day. So it's not just about one product, although we've zeroed in on it. It's about the total use of products in general. It's about integrated pest management. If we manage these pests and we know what's coming, and take care of them before they become these feeding insects and out there, we can do a little bit better and not use as many products. So I only bring this up because whenever we get on a touchy subject like imidacloprid, or even when we start talking about glyphosate, right, the active ingredient in the weed killers, I get emails saying, you shouldn't use this, you shouldn't promote this, you shouldn't talk about it. Well, it's not, you know, you guys make up your own mind on what you want to use. I'm giving you all the options. And that's what I'm here for, to give you all the options. Now, I'm not going to hold back on any of the products, but I will say this. Do I think we should cut back on the imidacloprid? Probably. Do I think we should cut back on glyphosate? Probably. But I still believe there is a use for them. Now, glyphosate, if used correctly, isn't bad for fruits and vegetables and all those things. Where it becomes bad is when it's the genetically modified organisms here, the GMOs, that create, are okay to use these products because they're genetically modified to be okay and they find it in there. Whereas if you use the product the right way, the correct way, it actually can be fine. Now look at, back in the day, DDT was being used, 50s, 60s. Silent Spring came out by Rachel Carson, wrote all about what it was doing, those types of things. But I was talking to somebody the other day who was saying, oh, back in the day when they were out there spraying for insects and doing all those things, you could watch the kids follow behind it. Now we've looked at the research and said, probably not a good thing. We've looked at those things and said, glyphosate, you need to wear protective clothing, protective gloves, eyewear, etc. Now, if you look at some of the lawsuits that are out there, that have been out there, people will say, and the people who are having them are the ones who are saying, oh, I used it in the back in the day when I didn't use gloves, I didn't use protective care type items, I sprayed into the wind, all these things. Or some of these products, if you use correctly, can be done in a non-toxic way to yourself or the plants around it. So all I'm really saying is the options are up to you on what you want to use. I just give what's out there. And unfortunately, that's what it is. Because there are tons of options out there. At the end of the day, you get to decide what you want to use. Not me. It's your life, not mine. So I appreciate all the feedback. I love seeing feedback from these newsletters. Multiple reasons. One, you're reading it. Perfect. The other, I like debate like this stuff. I like having this information. Shows that you know these things. But just realize, I'm giving you all the options out there. And my father who wrote these articles, he's not going to be able to change them. Just saying. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And gorgeous day out there. Going to be the perfect time to be spending it outdoors and enjoying it. And, you know, I would think that, you know, today's that day. Just enjoy it outside. Even if you're not, if you're not in the garden, just get out and enjoy it, the fresh air. Although the pollen, terrible. I honestly wish I could say the pollen would be over on this date and be all right. But the pollen's so bad out there, it's going to be bad for the next few days. You know, if you want, I found a website called pollen.com. Who would have thought? Nice and easy. But it's showing that where I am in Chelmsford, and you can put your zip code in, the next 3 days are medium to high levels, whereas Tuesday is going to be actually really close to high levels of pollen. And looking at Thursday of next week, might be a nice easy day. So, couple more days of this, but I am, I'm not going to lie, this pollen is killing me. I don't know about you guys, this pollen, I walked out between the 8 o'clock hour to take the dog out, and it was almost a lime green color on the deck. This pollen is just everywhere. I mean, ugh. Yesterday, like I was saying earlier, driving down the street, and I look ahead, I'm like, oh, it's not hot enough to be like that hazy, hot, and humid. And I was like, wait a minute, that's pollen. You drive down the road, and little flakes are coming at you, and you're thinking, is it snowing? Nope, pollen. It's kind of snowing pollen. But hopefully this will be done soon. We can get into the regularly programmed season, right, to enjoy it. But pollen is here for the next time frame. I mean, it's been bad. So hopefully you can stay away from it the best you can while you're out there and enjoy the outside. But It's perfect time out there, temperature-wise, everything. I'm not going to lie. I could just lay out there in this time if it wasn't for the pollen. But these temperatures are perfect. Now, we're going to wrap up the show in the next segment. We have time to get in a call or so. So if you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to hit the break here. But like I said, we're going to come back, wrap the show up, go over maybe a couple things we talked about during the show, because there were some pretty good questions today. So hang tight with us. If you want to make that call, I can answer that question at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here. Actually, I'm not going to give it out because we already have two calls on the line. We get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Steve's in Gardner.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you?
Well, yeah, thank you, Patrick. I just wanted to mention that to mitigate the pollen influence on individuals, you usually take local honey. Because the local bees, you know, of course, get the pollen from the local flowers, and you build up an immunity over about a year if you take local honey. So I recommend that to my friends all the time. So I just wanted to pass that along to you.
Oh, that's a great, great idea. I appreciate that.
Yeah, one other quick thing, too. Now, this will sound crazy. I do take the local pollen, too. Local honey, rather, and I, in the wintertime, I swab it in my nose, my nostrils, because, believe it or not, honey does not allow bacteria to grow, so I have less cold. So those are just two local home remedies that I use, might be good for your audience.
Oh, pretty cool.
Okay, great show. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, we'll get that second one there.
Nice. Who's up next? Ron is in Mass.
Ron, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you.
Hi.
Yeah, I've had trumpet vines for several years on the edge of my garden, and there's like, I guess from under our own roots or something, it's like coming all in my garden. I'd like to kind of eliminate that.
Okay.
You know, there's little shoots come up, and they're, you know, kind of taking over part of my garden.
All right. So this is a time where I think the best way to do it is the paintbrush method. Now, you can buy a product out there called Stump and Vine Killer that actually comes with a paintbrush on it. And what I would do is on those shoots that come out to the side, make a fresh cut. And then take that paintbrush out of the bottle and paint the fresh cut of the plant. What it'll do is the plant will absorb that and it will end up killing it to the root of it. and pushing it away. Because what will happen is they send out shoots, and yes, they might be connected to the main plants, but they have their own root system as well, and it will slowly kill them back. Now, this is the most effective way because you're not spraying anything into the air, and you're getting it right onto the plant. So you could use a stump and vine killer. If you have Roundup, just use a paintbrush and paint it on there. You could use Weed Beater. You could use anything that has like a triclopyr in it. Those products, and like I said, painting it on to the plant would be the way to go. Specifically, just right onto the plant, because that's going to be the most effective.
No, just cutting them, they're just going to resprout.
No, so when if you just cut them, yeah, they are going to resprout and rejuvenate because there's hormones in these plants, and when you cut them, those hormones are now trying to compete to be the new leader. And so you're almost just doing it a solid and making it so it'll grow bigger. So that's why you got to do something to slow down the growth. And that's where the stump and vine killer, I think, is the best because it comes with that little paintbrush. It's a small bottle, and you can easily get rid of it.
Sounds good.
Alrighty?
Yeah. And also on the pollen now, which primarily are the ones that are producing pollen right now?
Right now, it's a lot of pines, firs, oaks. The grasses really right now have the most in the area, but oak is probably your number one right now.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Ron. Have a great rest of your day.
You also.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so that's going to wrap up the show. I appreciate everybody who's called today. Lots of great information, a lot of good information about pollen there at the end. So definitely something to be thinking about. Because this pollen needs to be done with. I'm done with it. I know all of you are done with it. So hopefully we can get through it, get to that next season, and be able to enjoy the garden. That's what I want you to do today, this week. Get outside, plant something if you can. Enjoy it. Enjoy the weather. Be good to each other. We're all we got, right? We don't have each other. We got nothing. So be good to each other. Till next week. Have a great week. Enjoy it. We'll see you later.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.